So I'm here with Margo Ray. She is a Billboard Top 20 recording artist, singer, songwriter, arranger, and producer. And she's also produced the number one independent holiday soundtrack this holiday night. And she's also performing with the Troublemakers tonight. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it. This is wonderful.
Thank you. So can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter and a recording artist, and I tour. And I was in the middle of, doing some shows in different states in the country. And Becky Rhodes of Fox Hollow Elementary School had reached out to me a few months before about performing my song, and I got with her on FaceTime, and she found me on social media, and I got with her on FaceTime, and we talked about, you know, the best way to do the song, and she wanted to have a track, so I definitely gave her my permission to do the song and got her the music. And then I FaceTimed with her, like, I think on my way back from the airport, and I saw her elementary school choir performed the song. It just melted my heart. And she said, well, what are the chances of you coming here? And she made it all happen. So here I am. I was in the middle of another road trip, and I did this on my way back to Los Angeles, and it's perfect. Everybody's welcomed me with open arms, and they've been so gracious, and so have you. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. So do you usually, like, directly contact people who ask for music?
That's what people say. You know, it hasn't always happened that way now, but I just kind of thought that was, you know, the best way to do it, because I didn't want to go through a third party, and I figured this was something very, you know, close to her heart, and it would just be easier to get a feel for each other if we did a FaceTime and see how I could help her in any way, because anything that I can do that, you know, shapes the creativity of people or youngsters, that would be really rewarding to me. So I'm honored. I can't believe I just said youngsters. What am I, like 90? I've never even used that word.
You're in Idaho now. We all say youngsters.
Yeah, I'm going to start talking like that.
So have you done a lot of work with younger kids before?
A little bit, but no, not to this extent. So this is really wonderful, and I think it'd be great to have more choral directors, you know, do some kind of Christmassy pageant and incorporate my music. Because this holiday night was written with children in mind, in terms of it being, you know, Christmas through the eyes of a child, you know, and how they see it all.
Right.
It's a beautiful little waltz, and very memorable, feels like a classic when you're singing it, and I think that's why it kind of took on the success that it's had. Mm-hmm. So I'm very delighted to have them do it. They sound great.
So when you were writing this song and stuff, did you then kind of take from your own experiences then for the song?
I really did. I have a really big family, mm-hmm. and internationally too, so sometimes we would have family members or friends able to fly in or drive in for the holidays, and we often had it at my parents' house because they have the bigger house, and it was always very exciting to see my cousins or cousins I've never met, and it was one giant slumber party. It was fun, lots of sleeping bags on the floor and, you know, no peeking and waiting for Christmas Day to arrive. But all that led up to it on Christmas Eve, you know, at midnight, we were always able to open one present, and then we had to go to bed.
Right.
And then, yeah, or just before midnight, we were able to open a present. And just the smell of baking, and I really feel like it's kind of a universal feeling, what, mm-hmm. you know, holidays and family gatherings like that, when you really incorporate the enthusiasm of children. You know, it becomes very universal. So I definitely drew upon what I remembered. And I didn't even write it during Christmas time. You know, I wrote it in the summer while I was on a hike. And it just came to me. So it was a gift.
Oh. Do you find yourself doing a lot of songwriting then, like, kind of just out and about, not at home or anywhere where you would think that you would usually do songwriting?
Yes. That's sometimes the most inspirational, is to be away from your regular routine. And that's where it inspires you, right. You know. Or doing, you know, I get inspired by creative acts. Like if I'm gardening, or I've gone to an art exhibit, or I've just seen an artist who inspired me, or maybe a documentary, you know, or I'm out doing something. Yeah, I get inspired that way, outside of my regular routine.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So what do your Christmases look like now? Do you still, you know, go back with your family, or you kind of more with yourself, or I don't know?
Well, our big celebration, you know, as everyone got older and moved away and had families in different states, was to have it the weekend of Thanksgiving. And then that way nobody feels obligated to have to travel on Christmas, and everybody could just stay home.
Right.
But now I find that I'm the one traveling to my mother's, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll continue to do that as long as I, you know, have my mom in my life. I think that's an honor for her, you know, honoring her and giving her whatever she wants. You know?
I'm sure she loves that.
She does. You know, we like projects. We like to do projects together.
Yeah. That sounds fun. So can you tell me a little bit about your new album, Roots of Ray?
Absolutely. So I'm a classically trained singer, but I'm a jazz musician at heart, and all of my jazz training was really on stage with phenomenally talented jazz musicians. And I became a jazz band leader, and then I started to incorporate more Latin jazz percussion elements and things like that. So I started to sing in other languages, you know, incorporating my classical training. So I've sung in 8 languages, actually.
Oh, wow.
Also being bilingual, I wanted to create a songbook of American songs and kind of create more modern American songs set to a Latin jazz group. And so I collaborated with one of the top Latin jazz arrangers in the industry. His name is Oscar Hernandez, and he is a 3-time Grammy-winning Latin jazz pianist. So he's definitely the one you would want to go to for such a project, because everything is absolutely authentic and legitimate. We started out with about, I don't know, 20-plus songs and narrowed it down to 13. And so it's called The Roots of Ray. It's basically me going back to my roots as a Latin jazz artist. It's a concept album because I've performed and released pop songs and written pop songs for years, but I still all along missed, you know, performing jazz. And so that's why we created The Roots of Ray. And I think it's beautiful and seamless. It's in English and Spanish, and it definitely speaks to more of an international audience within the United States and abroad. So it's being picked up all over the world, but as well as, you know, stations that don't necessarily play Spanish-speaking, you know, music. They've picked up some of the songs because it's just so beautiful. And the majority of the album is in English, but it has that Latin jazz groove.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very exciting to me, to work with such gifted performers that way and then recreate it on stage. And that's what it's about. And 2 of the songs on the album are mine. I wrote them.
That's awesome. I think that it's really great just, you know, helping people understand others' cultures, you know, even if it just starts out with music. You know, I think that is a fantastic thing.
You know, it is. It's always music or food that gets you to cross over into the influence of another culture. You know, you can see it especially in the food movement now, and definitely in music. I mean, with all the crossover in the industry, in pop music, R&B, hip-hop, and and, you know, even more classic forms. So if it can make that just that much more accessible. Also, I took some songs that weren't old enough to be considered like American Songbook. And so we were creating like a new American Songbook for a new America, you know, mm-hmm. because the United States looks and sounds a little differently now. And with social media, you know, everything is just more global now.
It's great.
The world is a smaller place, and that's good.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And are you performing? I think you are performing any of those songs with the kids tonight?
Yeah, Becky has asked me to sing the chorus of this holiday night with the kids. And then she said, if you want to sing one of the songs from the album, you know, that would be great too. So that's definitely what we're going to try to do. I'm figuring out which one I want to choose. She said that there were a lot of parents who had Spanish as their first language, so it might be a song that that has both lyrics, which might be my original song, which is called My Heart's Desire. It has lyrics in English and Spanish.
I'm sure.
Which was penned by my mom, by the way.
Oh, wow.
My mom's a really talented poet, and so she's helped me translate a lot of my songs to Spanish.
Do you think you got a lot of your talent from your mother then?
I got so much from my mother, yes. She's a remarkable woman.
That's fantastic.
But her whole family was very academic, but also there was a very strong creative side to her family as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure whichever song you choose, it will be beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time out to talk with me.
Absolutely. And I just want to say that everyone in Idaho Falls has been so welcoming and so wonderful. And it really makes me want to come back. And now that I know that you have snow skiing, I am, yes, I'm in. But I'm a big hiker, so I want to come back in the summer, too, when the hikes are gorgeous and everything's, you know, all thriving.
Right, yeah, we would love for you to come back.
Yeah, come back and do a concert.
Mm-hmm.